16 minutes until 6. 61 degrees in the Twin Cities. 88% humid this morning. Sun rose at 5:35, not even 10 minutes ago. It'll set this evening at 6:51. The days are getting shorter. Here's the forecast for those who are interested in what's happening. Iowa is going to be partly cloudy and warmer today with a few local showers in the north. Mostly fair tonight, except for a few local showers in the extremes northeast. So it looks like Iowa is in for a little rain. The high in Iowa today will be about 94 degrees. The low tonight about 58. Wisconsin is scheduled for a little showery stuff, too. Some thunderstorms and some local showers and some cloudy weather in the north and west today. In the southeast half of the state tonight. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy and somewhat cooler, and the high today up to 88 degrees. Upper Michigan will be warmer and cloudy and scattered showery. South Dakota, where they had a real stem winder yesterday, up to 105, I understand, in places. It's going to have showery stuff today, too. It'll be wet in South Dakota. Fair in the west and north, partly cloudy, scattered thunderstorms in the southeast today. Moderate northwest winds and cooler spreading from the north and west across the southeast during the day. The high today should be about 80 in the northwest and about 95 in the extreme southeast. And there's a welcome forecast, I'll bet. Everybody hates to see summer go. Nobody wants 105 degrees as a kickoff either for the departure. North Dakota will be fair and cooler today and tonight. The high is up to 80. Tomorrow, fair, a little change in temperature. And for Minnesota, partly cloudy today. A few local showers or thunderstorms in the south and east. Somewhat warmer in the southeast half of the state, cooler in the extreme northwest. Partly cloudy tonight and tomorrow, scattered showers in the north, cooler tomorrow and in the northwest tonight. The high today up to 84 in the north, 90 in the south. 61 degrees right now in Minneapolis and St. Paul. The barometer 29.91. That's corrected for sea level. 88% humid. The sun rose at 5:35. The breeze is out of the southeast at 7 miles per hour. 13.5 minutes until 6 o'clock right now. A little quickie here. It's a comforting thought that God will never look you over for medals, degrees, diplomas, but for scars. Just a quickie. Here's a song I'll bet you haven't heard in quite a while. Senator McCarthy is making a new demand today that the probing censure charges against him reverse it, and called on Senator Edwin Johnson of Colorado to further defend his impartiality. His move followed the refusal by Committee Chairman Arthur Watkins of Utah to consider a similar request in the opening session of the hearings Wednesday. Johnson, a Democrat and vice chairman of the group, is standing pat on his statement that he never said he personally loathed McCarthy, but had agreed some of his Democratic colleagues did not like the Wisconsin senator. The subject of Johnson's impartiality had been brought up by McCarthy on the basis of Colorado Post last March, quoting Johnson as saying, "In my opinion, there is not a man among the Democratic leaders of Congress who does not loathe McCarthy." On the heels of the start of the censure hearing, The four Republicans and three Democrats who conducted the probe on the dispute between McCarthy and top Army officials issued their reports. The Republicans cleared the senator of personally using improper influence to get special favors for his former consultant, Private G. David Shine. But the GOP member said that McCarthy should have used a firmer hand on his staff. The three Democratic members held McCarthy, as they put it, fully acquiesced in and condoned improper actions on Shine's behalf. And the senator, the Democrats, held that McCarthy merits what they called severe criticism. A friend of Army Secretary Robert Stevens says the secretary has no intention of resigning as a result of the criticism of him in the Army McCarthy reports. Stevens is expected to comment on verdict after further study of the Democratic and Republican reports. The bodies of 193 Americans who died in the Korean War were returned by the communists last night in Panmunjom at the start of the exchange of thousands of Korean War dead. The exchange, first of its kind in military history, is called Operation Glory. That's the name that it's been given by the Army. Secretary of State Dulles is en route by special plane to Manila in the coming conference on a Southeast Asia defense alliance against communism. Before his departure, he announced that as a result of the French Assembly and its action in killing the European Army plan, the U.S. will reappraise its foreign policy in relation to Europe. Returning French prisoners say that Brigadier General Christian de Castries will be freed from Red captivity tomorrow. The prisoners say they saw de Castries, the hero of Dien Bien Phu, at a detention camp near the prison exchange town. That seems to be the news, the extent of it for this morning. This is WCCO Minneapolis in St. Paul. This is the Sunrise Salute, a program of recorded music and miscellany. The time is 1 minute past 6 o'clock. My name is Alan Gray. I guess you know who you are. You know, sometimes I wish that people would lay off the big words that aren't generally well known. Because big words can be such frightening things. The other day I read where some scientist said that he was afraid that we're developing a national schizophrenic personality, and I thought to myself, that's awful. It's a catastrophe. It's a, what on earth is going to become of all of us? We've got a national schizophrenic personality. And then, if you read a little further, in dread all the time, you discover that what he meant to say was that we had a split personality on a national scale. That still sounds bad. Get a little further along, and he said, we're split between group generosity and individual selfishness, which is a little better, but still operating in four or five cylinders. And finally, he came around to it, and he said that as a nation, we go in for love and light and philanthropy, while as individuals, we operate on the basis of what do I get out of it? And that's what he should have said in the first place, instead of believing leading us to believe that we're bewitched, schizophrenic. You got a schizophrenic personality, do you know that? You've got it on a national scale. That's horrible. I bet you I don't split on that one either. I'm not a lover of big words whose meanings are dubious to the general public. 2.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. We have business to talk about, and we'll do that after we've heard some music. The Côté Glee Club, and a good old song called All the Things You Are.
The promise is a springtime that makes a lonely winter seem long.
Grocery store operator, a friend of mine up in Malacca, who I think about this time of the year buys about 4 carloads of potatoes. He sells more blinkin' potatoes now, certain season of the year anyway, than he does almost any other single commodity. And his store, like a lot of other stores, are filled overflowing with cannibal fruits and vegetables. If you're in the market for some canning, you'd like to put away some of the succulent goodness of the summer and keep it through the winter months, a little suggestion about curd jars and lids which might be appropriate.